Sault Ste. Marie is beaming with pride and anticipation as one of its own is going for gold at the Winter Olympics in Beijing. The city of Sault Ste. Marie is so proud to congratulate our very own, Abbie Roque, as she prepares to compete at the 2022 Olympic Winter Games in Beijing, China, as part of the U.S. Olympic women's ice hockey team, says the city's Facebook site. NBC Sports points to Roque as one of the U.S. Olympians to watch. Abbie Roque is one of the up-and-comers on Team USA's women's hockey team, and for good reason. The 24-year-old was a standout throughout her collegiate days at the University of Wisconsin, helping to lead her team to a national championship in 2019. In 155 games as a Badger, Roque logged 56 goals and 170 total points, says NBC. Highlights of Roque's hockey career as outlined by Hockey USA are: twice earned a spot on the U.S. Women's National Team for International Ice Hockey Federation Women's World Championship Tournaments, 2020, 2021, and appeared in one IIHF Women's World Championship Tournament, Silver 2021, made U.S. Women's National Team debut at the 2019-20 Rivalry Series, also represented the U.S. at the 2021 MyY Tour, presented by Toyota. As a member of the U.S. Under-18 Women's National Team, participated in two International Ice Hockey Federation Under-18 Women's World Championships, Gold 2015, Silver 2014, participated in the 2014 Under-18 Series versus Canada as a member of the U.S. Under-18 Women's Select Team and the 2018 Under-22 Series versus Canada as a member of the 2018 U.S. Under-22 Women's Select Team was a top three finalist for the 2020 Patty Kazmaier Memorial Award named 2020 WCHA Player of the Year, 2020 USCHOD1 Women's Player of the Year. An all-tournament in the WCHA title game won the 2020 Bob Allen Women's Hockey Player of the Year, helped Wisconsin to the 2019 NCAA National Championship, 2017-18 All-WCHA First Team and WCHA Offensive Player of the Year at the University of Wisconsin, WCHA, 2016-17 WCHA Rookie of the Year. The Beijing Olympics are set to begin on February 4.